We're live. What's up, everybody? Welcome to SWAT MMA. I'm Jared.
I'm Paul.
And today, man, we're going to be talking about a lot, mainly UFC 223, the events of one Conor McGregor prior to that. We're going to be smoking on some good herb here in Las Vegas. We've gotten this bag, Paul. What'd you say this was?
We got some blue cookies.
Some blue cookies. We got some Tropicana cookies. We got some Chem Dog Shatter. All sorts of good shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's jump right in. We just mentioned it. We can't really talk about last night's pay-per-view without talking about Conor McGregor's actions. I don't think we need to rehash what he did. Everybody's heard about it by now, right? Unless you're living under a rock.
Shit.
What'd you think?
I was cool with it until the dolly hit the window, and I was like, fuck, man, why? Like, when he's throwing trash cans, I was like, oh, he's just throwing trash cans, whatever. Nothing's going to happen. Dude, he threw a fucking steel dolly through it. Dude, I guess he, like, cut Ray Borg's cornea.
Yeah.
That's fucking...
That's serious shit.
Dude, I could see him, like, ending up... Don't get me wrong, he's still going to fight. He's still going to do all this, all that. He's gonna get sued like a motherfucker, dude.
He's facing civil
lawsuits. He's probably
gonna
end up paying like $15 to $20 million in lawsuits.
Probably, and that's no joke. You're talking about a fighter's eyeball.
And then also, think about their loss of funds. Like, they lost their purse, you know.
Right. Well, the UFC did pay him their win.
They paid him
their show money.
Excuse me.
Yeah, the show money.
They didn't
which is a little something.
Win, which. Yeah, but think about the guys that are. Think about the undercard. If you were on the undercard and that happened to you, dude, you're getting paid $7,000.
Right,
it's nine grand. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just tough, man. I mean, everything Conor did was crazy, and I was like, oh yeah, he's gonna go and fight. Like, it would have been fine if Conor would have just waited till they got in a media day. And he, like, say he crashed it. And, like, him and Khabib, like, got in each other's face. And they got broken up and shit. That would have been fine. That would have been perfectly fine. Nothing would have happened.
I gotta agree.
But the whole bus thing fucked him.
I don't believe the rumors he's on coke. There's no evidence to that. That's just
that's
people talking
fucking...
shit. But it does make me wonder, Paul, if something more was said between Khabib and Artem that we're just not privy to. I mean, we saw a little bit of the video. There's a lot of talking about Artem getting slapped, but there's no actual video of it. But there's some Russian gangsters doing some Russian gangster shit. And Conor's reaction, I mean, this is just theory, but Conor's incredible reaction makes me wonder what's up with that.
I just wonder why no one in the media ever said anything to Dana about that. Everyone kept saying, what's going to be the outcome as far as suspensions for Artem and Conor and all this shit? But with Khabib provoking the situation, although that was like their golden boy for this weekend, I understand that. But there still has to be some kind of repercussion for what he did as well.
Absolutely.
Like when Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor both threw water bottles at each other, both of them got suspended by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Both of them got fined.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The both traditional MMA media and the immediate aftermath, if you watched the MMA beat, or excuse me, the MMA Hour, all those guys thought it was a publicity stunt and described Conor as acting like a spoiled child who was just looking to steal headlines. It wasn't about that. He was going crazy because his friend got threatened.
Yeah.
He reacted rashly. And just like you said, Paul, I didn't really have a problem with it right until he grabbed that dolly and threw it in the bus. Then
it's like, fuck.
Now we just went a whole different way with shit.
Yeah, cutting Michael Chiesa's face.
You can't.
Fuck, man.
And I get that he doesn't want to apologize yet about the Khabib. Yeah, if you want to apologize to Khabib, don't. That's fine. You know, I get it. Don't apologize for that. But you got to say something about the fighters you've hurt inadvertently who are just sitting there. I mean...
Think about it this way.
Come on.
Paul Felder lost his fight. Anthony Pettis lost his fight. And fucking...
Chiesa and Borg both got glass
Chiesa
in the face.
Borg.
And eyeball
was
and
Borg.
Borg
fighting? Well, he lost his fight
right.
as well. So we're talking like five fighters that lost their fight.
If he's going to save, I mean, it's not about his brand, but I mean, it is in a way. And if he's going to salvage some shit here, he needs to start with a sincere apology to those fighters who he fucked up.
I'm telling you, it would have been fine if it would have been just like a media scrum, like, you know, like, and he just rushed them while they're asking questions. Dana White was in the middle of them breaking them up, you know, like normally they it went south so quick, basically.
So fast.
Yeah, and then another fighter, I don't know his name, but there's another fighter who fights their gym who got arrested as well.
Keen, something. He's an Irish dude.
Yeah, he's an Irish kid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, all of this just could have been avoided. If you would have just, you know, wait, why even attack the buses? Wait till he gets off the fucking bus and go after them. I don't know.
I mean, I presume he thought the bus was filled with Khabib and his crew. Not.
Was it?
I've heard report. I thought that's what it was at first, and I've heard reports now that it was just Khabib and a couple of his guys, and then like Rose, Chiesa, Borg, and all these.
Yeah,
other
fighters. it was his manager and him, who were the ones talking all this shit.
Yeah, I wish there was more reporting on what did.
What happened in the hotel?
Yeah, like because that's the cause of all this. It's not Conor's sense of entitlement. It's Khabib did some shit.
Well, yeah, but
and
at
he
the
did
same
some bully
time,
shit, some bitch shit.
To be honest, though, Conor is going to act however he wants, and the UFC has built this monster, and now they're going to have to deal with it.
And that monster has fuck you money now, and he knows it.
Thing is, though, after all this, you think he'll still have fuck you money?
No.
Yeah, so I think this is even more a ploy of the UFC to get him to fight again. That just like Khabib said last night, I want a world tour, and then we'll fight. You know how much money that would make both of them?
Well, I think Conor's going to need it, which frightens me in a way because there's another sport that he could pay him 10 times the amount for two fights.
Yeah, he could definitely box.
And that frightens me that he might do that. I mean, he has no business doing it, but he could go take at least two fights and
I thought the big questions. The questions in the media about is Conor going to be released by the UFC? We're just
get the
so
fuck out of here.
Stupid. Like, shut the fuck up. Conor's not ever going to get released by the UFC. Everybody else on earth could pay him just as much.
Could you imagine if they did? Bellator would snap him up. They would. Oh
see
my
Conor
lord!
Smash
Conor's
Ben
next
Anderson?
Fight after this will be that much bigger. Not that justifies fighters getting hurt. There's no excuse for that. Everything else is fine. If you don't understand that type of mentality, I get it. Some people will never understand that you fucked with my friends, I'm going to come fuck with your friends mentality. But
yeah,
it's prevalent. Conor grew up in a gang environment.
Yeah.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Doesn't excuse his rash action, so it was idiotic. I mean, ultimately, throwing that shit was fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I love Conor. That was some of the most retarded shit I've seen somebody of that celebrity status do in front of that many cameras.
Dana was blaming all the fights being fucked up because of Conor. But at the same time, Tony dropped out, Holloway missed weight, and that also kind of fucked some of the fights up before because Alan Quinta and Paul Felder were still going to fight till the day before when Max Holloway missed weight. So, yeah, he hurt some guys, but you have to also, like, shit happened this week, man, like,
it's a fucked up week. I wish Conor had used his head a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, this is a pattern that happens across sports when athletes get that kind of money, though, especially fighters. I mean,
yeah,
hopefully Conor's smarter than others, but he got that serious cash.
Well, and then he also just spent, like, the last year with fucking Floyd Mayweather, who has super fuck you money. Mm-hmm. So he, like, is trying to be like him now, too, like, with his amount of money.
Right. Well,
like
he needs
like taking trips all over the world and like on yachts and all this shit. It's like, all right, dude.
He needs to get his ass back in the ring, and let's hope he doesn't have to go to boxing and generate another $100 million.
He could though.
He could. I'd rather see him in MMA.
He still could. You tell me you wouldn't buy Pacquiao versus Mayweather?
Of course I would.
Pacquiao versus.
I'm not saying I wouldn't watch it. I'll watch it twice, but that's not what. That's not
Lomachenko
for me.
Versus McGregor, dude. That would be so
I'll watch Malignaggi McGregor.
He'd get fucked up.
De La Hoya was wanting some.
Yep.
And I figure even if McGregor loses, he has
still
at least
makes
two.
That money.
Like, he could lose and they get one more. Like, he could fight De La Hoya. Let's say he loses. He could still fight Malignaggi. De La Hoya. I don't think so either.
Fucking old.
But just like worst case scenario, he could get two major paydays as a boxer.
Yep. And people don't realize as well, he had only like, what, 4 months to train for that fight?
Right.
That's so... Like, imagine if he just stuck that shit out for a year and then fought again.
Oh, yeah.
He'd probably fuck someone up. Like, really, he fucked Malignaggi up in training. If they wanted to fight again, he'd probably fuck him up.
I think he'd take Malignaggi. Absolutely. Yeah. People underrate Conor's boxing because they're haters.
Well, no, it's the whole boxing versus MMA thing. It's like, it's like, oh, that's just unfathomable that a boxer would lose to an MMA fighter. A lot of MMA fighters are transfer over from, like, think about Mirko Grokop was probably, like, at one point the greatest kickboxer in the world, and then he switched to MMA.
But Stipe's heavyweight champ, Golden Gloves.
Yep.
Conor was boxing since he was 16 Brendan years old.
Brendan Schaub was Golden Gloves,
Brendan
dude.
Schaub, like, fucking Golden Gloves.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, absolutely. There's tons of guys out there that are, like, high class in boxing, kickboxing. Think about Mackenzie Dern, dude. She was literally the greatest jiu-jitsu fucking fighter in the world at, like, a year ago, literally. Right. And now she's over in MMA. There's specialists that come over to MMA that you have to realize just because they're in a different sport doesn't mean they could go, they can't transform themselves in their game, you know what I mean?
100%.
Just like, honestly, like, Floyd saying he can come over to MMA. If he legitimately fights CM Punk, if he wanted to spend a whole year training, I think he probably could.
Floyd's an elite athlete, and he's going to... You can say what you want about the guy, but he gives it 110 fucking percent, and doesn't fuck around. Yeah. I think he could, too, because he would go at it, like, full on.
He would never beat McGregor ever in his entire life.
He could train for the next decade. He's not going to beat Conor.
But CM Punk, maybe, yeah. CM Punk probably lose to Cyborg, too.
Yeah.
CM Punk, I'd probably go beat up CM Punk right now, dude. He's like, I don't even...
With your wrestling, Mike, I was Golden Gloves as well. I don't think CM Punk stands a chance. He's still probably learning how to punch correct.
Yeah, dude.
And fend off the takedown.
Have you seen
his
training videos? He like hits like the side of his fists and shit, dude.
Yeah. I mean, kudos to him for trying, but they should have put him in fucking Legacy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Work your way up, son.
I guess,
Matt, props for your fucking heart.
Yeah, but going in there with some killers. You can't sharpen your teeth on Mars.
It's the UFC. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the UFC. Yeah. So, swinging back to Conor, you know, one other thing that we have now, because of Conor's actions, if that hadn't happened, we'd have a clearer picture today. Despite the bullshit that we're about to get into, we would know that Khabib's going to be fighting Conor.
I really, really, really wish Max Holloway would have fought last night. Because if he would have won, it would have... Honestly, if Ally Quinta won last night or Max Holloway won last night, it would have cleared everything in the division because no one would have gave a fuck if Max Holloway was the lightweight champion because he is pound for pound like top five.
Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker, undisputed.
Maybe
now.
Top three. I mean, I can see like DJ, Conor, and then Max.
You say if he would have won, Khabib is fucking lucky that the doctors stopped that. Because, Khabib won last night, and he's now a fake champ.
Yeah, fake champ.
But he was exposed by Ally Aquinta. #100%. Max Holloway would have eaten him for fucking dinner.
Dude, in the stand-up, it would have been a bad night for him, dude. If he would have fucking took that fight at 165, I think Max would have just trashed him.
Conor's going to do the same. Tony Ferguson, he's going to get murked by those guys. He can beat... Ally Quinta was ranked 11th, and he showed everybody how to beat Khabib last night.
You know what's strange, though? When we go back to, like, the UFC is, like, behind-the-scene plots. Because, yeah, they're stripping Conor, but before this shit happened this week, I heard that they were setting up Conor versus RDA for the interim title before they announced RDA versus Colby.
That's why that fight hadn't been announced officially.
Yeah, it didn't get announced until after that happened. So... Yeah, maybe last night could mean Conor's no longer going to fight lightweight. He could try to fight 170 now, which I don't think is a good idea. But
I don't
could
like
happen.
That.
It could happen.
It could happen. I don't like it.
You think he beats Woodley?
I think Connor, and this isn't a knock, but I think Connor excels against opponents that are his size or smaller.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You, that's why I think he's so perfect at 55. Like, like you got it, like...
That's why I think he beats anybody at 45,
anybody
too.
His size is going down.
They're not, yeah, that's it.
It's rough.
That's
like,
it.
Eddie Alvarez, like, just got out fucking classed by him, dude. Like, just outclassed. And I feel like Khabib will get outclassed if he tries to stand with
dude,
him.
Connor
if Connor
will...
can just straight wrestle for the next year that they suspend him or whatever the fuck, however long they suspend him. Let's say he just fucking wrestles, goes and trains with Ben Askren, dude. Just wrestle.
He may be doing shit like that we don't know about.
Well, I mean, Dylan Danis is pretty solid, but he's not a wrestler. He's a jiu-jitsu fighter.
I think if Ally Aquinta could go five rounds and then turn the last three into a stand-up and withstand the onslaught.
Did that
the
fight
fucking,
get
I'm sorry, that's just a fucking hype train.
That was a decision, right?
Last night? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said it got stopped. I was like,
no.
What?
No, I'm saying
Al fucked him up in the fifth, man.
No, absolutely. That,
I mean,
and I'm not
really
knocking
showed
Ally.
Why he's an 11th fighter in the division. Like, no, that's no knock, but like, there's levels to this shit.
He'd been off a year, too.
Dude, I wish Pettis would have took the fight. I feel like that would have been a much better fight. I think Pettis would have fucked him up if he showed up and fought the way he fought last night. He would have Showtime kicked his ass, dude. He was he's just a zombie on the feet, man.
He is. He gets all this hype, but if you look at his record, I mean, his highest, his biggest accomplishment was fucking Michael Johnson.
Yeah,
I mean, there's RDA, but that was before RDA really came into it. That was still skinny RDA before he magically turned into Frankenstein and grew the fucking big forehead eyebrow and started fucking people up.
Just started lifting.
Yeah, his lifting. Lifting and eating.
Did he, like, go to, like, Thailand?
I'm not certain.
I'm pretty sure he went to like Bangkok and like trained.
He puts in work. I mean, RDA is a hell of a fighter. But
I could have swore he.
I think he's on the
trained in Bangkok for a year.
Like Rogan calls on the Mexican supplements. I'm not surprised. But
yeah, but back to the lightweight division.
Dude, who's champion again? Let's see, Tony Ferguson. Khabib, Ferguson, McGregor. Who has the most legitimate title?
I'd probably say Tony.
I would have to say Tony, too, because of Connor's inactivity.
Yeah.
At some point, you just have to face reality of what it is.
Connor just doesn't give a fuck. It's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's that fuck you money.
Yeah. And nobody's big enough right now to really fight him.
No.
I'd say Max is. If Max would have won last night, Max and Connor, both belts at a catch weight. That's what I wanted.
You know, Max
like, they fought
is
like
dying.
150, like between 145 and 155. They fought like 150 for both belts.
Oh, that
dude, that'd be
sick.
Intense.
Be awesome.
That'd be so sick. The second fight too, and then if Max wins, there goes a fucking trilogy. That would have made them fucking cash. Max knows too. That's why he took that fight.
Absolutely.
Fuck, I think he still should take that fight. He's like, all right, man, I'm good now. This fool said he's good to fight. Let's scrap. Because Max will fuck him up if he fights like that.
I think that's how Khabib fights. I mean, he's never had a legit test from a super good fighter.
Jab last night, but Max's jab's going to be longer, and he's going to come at him 1-2, 1-2, and his zombie ass is just going to go,
Dude, Khabib's jab like that can work on the 11th ranked fighter.
Yeah, and what the fuck was that stance that Ally Aquinta had last night? It was so strange.
I don't know. I love Al, but I mean, he wasn't ready to face.
He's diminished, man. That 2 year layoff really got.
Yeah, and he's coming back from a year. He's got ring rust. He hasn't been fighting. I was looking at his Wikipedia page. The kid's fought twice since 2014.
Like, he's the most badass real estate agent, dog. That's what it is.
He fucked Khabib up in a real estate game.
Yeah, fuck.
But he wasn't ready for that. Like,
well, you know what? It's strange because he really caught his stride at the end. And even after, I feel like he held back, honestly, because when you look at after, when they were raising hands, he really wasn't breathing that heavy either. Mm-hmm. I feel like he kind of got deer in the headlight moment, like he like, oh fuck, I'm really in this. And then in the fifth round, he's like, oh fuck, I'm really in this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's right.
It
he's
took him
like,
a minute.
He took everything Khabib had and still kept going, is what I'm saying.
Right. And you could see him when that confidence hit him, when he made it out of round two, and suddenly he's like, wait a minute. Like,
what the fuck?
I got this kind of figured out now. And then three was what? On the fucking feet, you know?
Three was on the feet, like, down. Like, I don't know. The six takedowns kind of speak for themselves, you know?
Oh, they do. There's no question that Khabib won that handily, but in the losing effort, Al exposed Khabib and showed everybody how to beat him. Definitely. And that he can't hang with the elite.
I think Tony would have smashed him.
Murked him.
He would have smashed him,
100%.
He's without just a so doubt. Stiff. He's just a stiff, dude.
And his striking is not... It's good enough to beat Al, but it's not good enough to contend with the elite. Not he couldn't fuck with Holloway, Ferguson, and definitely not Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
Conor McGregor will eat him for lunch. I'm sorry, that it's.
I'd call it third round TKO him versus McGregor, because I think he would take McGregor down in the first, and he'd give McGregor everything, and he would just be like, "This really doesn't hurt." Mm-hmm. And then the second, it would. You know what it would go like? Exactly like the Chad Mendes fight. I think Khabib versus Conor would end up like the Chad.
I could see it very similar to that fight too.
Where, like, Conor does get taken down and maybe loses a round or two. But then, like, after that, after he's got, took everything he's had, and he's just like, all right, this doesn't hurt. And then he just gets on his feet and just fucks him up. Because that, if last night's fight was Max Holloway and he got chewed up for three rounds like that, and then the last two rounds it was Max Holloway instead of Al, Max would have finished him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly.
It would have been, at the very least, a TKO.
Yeah.
I mean, without a doubt. Max is an elite striker.
Yeah. Same thing. That's how I think you beat Khabib, honestly. You got to just weather the storm because he's only got so much.
Well, it's like you were saying, you heard last night. He's the 150-pound, 155-pound Brock Lesnar.
It's, honestly, because he doesn't throw any real hard shots on top.
No, he's going to wrestle, fuck you, and hit you with a lot of shots.
Just pitter-patters. Doesn't really put much power behind anything. Like, Michael Johnson fucking survived so long against him. Mm-hmm. Michael Johnson's got a glass jaw. I'm sorry. He's fought too many good fighters for him to really keep it moving. Same thing. Khabib, honestly, really doesn't have anybody on his resume to even be the fucking lightweight champion right
now. No, it's a joke. Bullshit. It's a fucking joke. And it's another case of WME looking to somehow capitalize on this notion they have that you have to have a fucking major championship fight at the top of a pay-per-view.
Yeah,
so they created another fake fucking belt.
Yeah.
Now we got three champions in a division, and the integrity of the lightweight division is all fucked up now.
Yeah, who even knows who the fucking champion is anymore?
It's
and honestly, it is kind of on Conor as well for just kind of dipping, but why not just have rules in set that after a fighter doesn't fight for a certain amount of time, he gets stripped?
Yes.
It's easy as that.
It's very easy.
And then if it gives a fighter a motive to fight, you know, like, all right. I've been on. No one. I don't want to fight anyone. All right. Well, like if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Everybody knows 18 months or whatever. That's it.
They keep saying Tyron Woodley's turning down a lot of fights. Well, make a, like what 6-7 month rule where you have to fight every 7 months or something. You know what I mean?
Something. Or if you're injured longer or inactivity for
injuries. I understand. The only time there should ever be an interim belt is if the champion is injured for an extended amount of time. If there's like a Kane, when Kane was out for a year, interim belt, I understand.
Same with the Frank Mir incident.
Frank Mir, same thing. Frank Mir damn near dies. Yeah. And then they have an interim belt. I understand that. And eventually Frank got stripped because he was gone for so long.
Mm-hmm. That was all a legit situation. This is all bullshit.
Bullshit.
Complete and total bullshit.
Bullshit.
Tony stripped for no reason, while Robert Whittaker, in a similar situation, doesn't get stripped, injured, and they have a fucking championship fight while there's an interim champion still.
And then the real champ, GSP, relinquishes his title, and then they just give Robert Whittaker the automatic title. Like, you know what I mean? Even though he's just an interim champ. Up. Like, what the fuck? I'm telling you, though, if Yoel would have made weight and won that fight against Rockhold, we would have a different situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
The fact of him not making weight and winning the title, all right, well, just winning the fight, it just made there only be a number one contender, which there only should have been. There's that fight shouldn't have even been for the interim title. What's so wrong with a number one contender champ, or like number one contender fight? Literally, you just say it's for the number one contender for the championship. 100%. I'll watch a main event for the number one contender.
I don't know why WME is insisting on doing business.
Boxing used to do that all the time.
Absolutely. They really think the casual fan is buying more pay-per-views because they see the word championship next to the pay-per-view.
Well, there's only so many champions. Also, if you're gonna if you're gonna do this, make more weight classes.
Now they're doing it again with the. You mentioned it a minute ago. They were gonna do RDA versus Conor for interim
title
welterweight.
Then Conor would have three belts, and then he really would have been fuck you. I'm not doing shit.
Well, we got a perfectly good champion in the welterweight division who fought four times in a year, and now he's been out for a minute with a shoulder injury, but he's about to come back.
Yeah,
and they're doing an interim.
He said July, and they're doing an interim title in what, April?
They asked him to come back in June. He said, I can make it in July. They said, no, we need you in June. And then they switched it to May.
When is that fight?
It's in May. I believe it's the 12th. I could be wrong on that.
That's just fucked up.
They moved it from May because it was going to be May in Rio. Or, I mean, June in Rio.
Colby Covington wants to be Connor so bad, dude. Oh, my God. His pinstripe suits and shit.
They all want to be Connor now. The shit-talking in MMA is cringeworthy at this point.
Yeah, it's rough, dude.
I love Connor, but I hate all these wannabes thinking what they got to do now. And
they think that's the standard.
By wannabe, I don't mean wannabe fighter. I mean wannabe shit talker. They think that's what they got to do, and you don't have skills, and you're doing it, and we're all holding our heads and cringing.
It's like, all right, bro, we get it. Like, you know, like,
you don't have to do that shit. Yeah. You should only do that if you're Chael fucking Sonnen skills, Connor skills.
Yeah, Chael's pretty good at it.
I mean, yeah. I don't think you gotta like the guy, but he's got good mic skills.
Yeah, definitely.
Like the fucking Rock has good mic skills. You know, I don't even like that WWE shit, but you gotta admit mic skills when you hear them.
Yeah.
These fighters today.
A lot of
today,
fighters, like CM Punk did too, dude.
Right.
Like John Cena, all those fools, they have good mic skills, but at the end of the day, they're entertainers. A lot of them, but Connor's the only one who's had, he has that entertainment side, but he's always backed it up. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's like, if you're going to be successful at doing this, you got to fucking win fights, dude, at the end of the day. Like, you can talk all the shit you want in the world, like, but if Colby doesn't fight RDA right now, he hasn't fought in, like, a year.
Right, not since Maya.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, talk all the shit you want. Same thing with, like although they all just got fights, like Till, Usman, all those guys that had all that hype train around them, they all haven't fought in a while.
Especially Till, it's bad. He got so much hype, and then
it's like,
falls off the radar.
But at the same time, he was waiting for Thompson's injury to heal. He wanted that.
He's
Thompson
been calling
fight
for that
so
fight.
Bad.
Yeah, he's been calling for.
I think that's a perfect matchup for him as well.
Definitely, I like it a lot. That's gonna be a hell of a fucking fight.
It's a perfect matchup because Till, he has that like Muay Thai background plus that jiu-jitsu. He lived in Brazil for like five years.
Going up against Wonder Boy's karate.
Karate Wonder Boy, dude.
Be a hell of
I think
a fight.
It'd be a good fucking fight.
Now circling,
it'd be a good one.
Circling back to the lightweights here, we both agree Tony has the most legitimate claim to the title right now.
Yeah, I don't understand why he was stripped.
That's it made no sense.
Fucked up.
But Dana said he wasn't stripped, and yet
he's
not
number one contender,
the interim champion.
And then he said he's never making that fight again, so.
Well, you kind of have to at this point. I mean, Dana says all kinds of shit.
Nah, I think now that gives him. Nope, that gives Connor that fight, honestly, because now he's going to go, I can't make that Tony Khabib fight yet because he's not going to trust Tony's 100% already.
No, I could see that, and I'm down with that, but you think...
I don't think he schedules Tony another fight for another 6 months.
You think Connor's going to get a... You know, what kind of reprimand is coming from the UFC on this?
I think they're just going to fine him. I think they fine him, like, $200,000.
Yeah, I could see a big fine. I could see a bigger fine. I could see $1 million fine.
Fuck that, dude.
I'm not saying I support
They're
it.
They're just trying to break him down so he'll fight, dude. They're just trying to fucking take his fuck you money away so he can't say it anymore. Oh, shit.
He better try and settle out of court with the fighters he fucked up.
Yeah, he probably is. He's probably got top-notch lawyers.
But he needs to offer... He needs to he needs to fucking not be cheap. He needs to fucking pay these guys.
Yeah, it's all gonna end up being a settlement.
I love Connor. Know? He needs to do us right here. He needs to pay them.
Yeah. What the fuck though? Why are UFC employees suing him? The fighters understand, but like, I guess there's like employees of like the Barclays Center and shit that are.
Because they're trying to cash out. What are they going to be like? They were scared. Those are the
worst guards ever, too. There's like, whoa, wait, where you go? Hey, no, stop. Hey, like, what the fuck? Pick him up, dude. Like, Jesus Christ. You did it when he was throwing the water bottles. Now he's fucking throwing dollies and you're not going to pick him up off the fucking shit and take him out? Like, get the fuck out of here.
I know. It's bizarre.
Stupid.
The whole scenario was fucking bizarre.
That's what made it look fixed. And it could be. Maybe Dana and him have a little side bit. You know?
If it was fixed, it spun out of control a bit. But I don't think it was fixed. I think that something more serious went down with Artem and... I mean, yeah. We know it was Artem and Khabib that sparked it anyways.
There's definitely an untold part of the story.
I think there's just a little bit more than we know from that tiny little video that's on there.
Yeah, definitely an untold part of this story, honestly.
So we got a fake champ. We got an interim champ that's the real champ. We got an inactive real champ who... may or may not get some kind of suspension. They're probably going to do Khabib. That would be pretty sweet. I don't think the UFC does much either than a fine because they need fights.
Now it's also confirmed last night that that fight will not be in Russia. The first fight in Russia will be a Fox fight night.
Oh, yeah, they ain't doing that with fucking those two.
And Khabib will not be on it. Dana White said that this morning.
Hmm.
So, it's probably going to be Khabib Connor in Vegas. I can see that.
Being that we're here in Vegas, I really hope so.
Or Connor's like, fuck you, I'm not fighting unless we fight in Ireland. Which, that'd be sell out quick as fuck. With
that too.
And honestly, that would still hit the Russian demographic as well because Russia's not too far away. I mean, obviously, who knows if like people over there have like... There's probably not a lot of people over there that have that kind of money to go to something like that, but... I don't know.
I have no
that's
idea.
That's what's interesting about like when they go to all these different countries, like how they do like sales wise. Cause like Brazil, like I just can't imagine there's like tons of people in Brazil that can afford something like that. Cause they talk about all this shit on the news and shit that it's like a third world country, pretty much.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, I understand when they go to like Japan and shit because they're like super modernized, like Canada and like, you know.
Well, there's plenty of people in Russia with money.
Fuck. That's true. Dude, imagine Putin shows him. Fucking US.
Did you hear him? Khabib was making pleas to Putin to help his gangster buddy.
Yeah, fuck Khabib.
He's facing all these embezzlement charges. Yeah, fuck Khabib. So we agree Khabib's exposed.
Yeah.
We agree that
it's going to be a rough fight for him, Connor or Tony. Yeah. I think he's underdogging both.
I agree 100%. I mean, that fight definitely exposed. He's not.
You can't
level.
Stand with him, dude, is the thing. He's not going to be able to do that.
And even his wrestling is hella good. No one's saying he's not good. He's just you're not going to beat the upper echelon of the toughest divisions in sports or in MMA.
Exactly.
I mean, he's just not going to happen.
So, fuck Khabib. Let's go to the co-main event.
What a fight Rose that Namajunas. Was. You want to talk about a champion
talk about
out.
Having someone's number. Rose Namajunas has you on his number. I'm sorry.
Rose Namajunas was impressive last night.
Just
her movement, from a stand up game. Oh my god!
And I hate these people talking about Joanna won because she had more times, but you don't realize it's a fight. It's a round by round fight, man.
Yeah, you tell everybody like, why, because that is bullshit.
Like,
yeah.
Honestly, Rose won those first two rounds handily. 3 and 4, 100%. Yeah. Joanna won rounds 3 and 4. But she had so much volume in round 3 and 4, she probably hit her like 40, 50 times a round. And then in round 5, Rose took back over. It was weird. It was like she lost those two rounds and it took that. Like, it was strange because in the first two rounds, I thought she was going to finish her.
So did I.
The way she was striking. And then in like third and fourth round, I felt like she kind of took a step back. Like, she was getting too overconfident and like, was just getting picked apart in the third and fourth, and I was like, wow, Joanna might win this fight. And then the fifth, it was like some switch, just like, you know.
That champion heart came out.
Yeah, that heart of like, fuck, I can't lose this. You know what I mean? That came out, and that takedown really sealed the fight.
Mm-hmm. There's no saying Rose is a fluke now. Rose is an elite fighter. Fight, man. She won a fucking kickboxing match with a world champion Muay Thai kickboxer.
Class kickboxer.
Unbelievable. I was so impressed.
Honestly, though, now what I see for Joanna is I think Valentina Shevchenko picks up the other belt. And I could see Joanna versus Valentina. Fucking throwback kickboxing match. Big fight right there. Big fight. Joanna is out to cut that weight. Everyone already wants to see that fight. Mm-hmm. And Shevchenko's. It's going to be interesting because if Joanna no longer has to cut weight, but Shevchenko has to cut extra weight because she was a weight class above her already. So yeah. That makes that fight really interesting.
You think Joanna gets a fight at 125 first or goes right into a title shot? I think she should take one first.
No, I think go straight into a title shot.
I can see the UFC doing that, though.
Just because her name. It's mm-hmm. it's like there's no tune-up fight anymore in the UFC. There's no such thing.
Unfortunately, I think they need to be doing this a lot more.
They're at such a low Ronda Rousey of stars right now that they can't afford a tune-up fight anymore. You know? It's strange.
It boils back to more of my criticism of WME. You're a fucking Hollywood talent agency. You can't figure out how to make a star out of any of these MMA fucking characters you got. Not a one.
Yeah. It's fucking terrible.
Unbelievable.
Rose Namajunas is a fucking star, though.
Holy absolutely. Shit. Man, this kid. And she's still not in her prime. She's 25 years old.
You know
Trevor
what,
Whitman is a genius out there in Colorado.
She has Joanna's number, but I'm telling you, there's some other fighters in that division that are going to beat her. I could see Andrade fucking dusting her.
I don't know. If she keeps improving at this rate.
Yeah, but Andrade has so much power in those hands, and the shots she was taking from Joanna in the third and fourth, if she was taking those shots from Andrade, she would have put her away.
Maybe not.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. We haven't seen Rose, she's never been knocked out that I'm aware of. And
she's been finished, though.
She has been finished, but look at her. She's 25. She's, 8-3?
Yeah.
11 fights? I mean,
like I said, I could honestly see there being, if Carlos Esparza can pull out the Claudia Gadelha fight, I could see that rematch coming, because that was a inaugural fucking title fight for that division.
Yeah, they should. I'm down with that fight, too. They could sell it.
Just like we're talking WME in this era, that's a fucking story right there, you know? That's a... just like Biz being when he fought Dan Henderson. I mean, honestly, that should never have happened. But there was so much history in that fight, you had to make it at the end of the day, you know?
And for those
wanted to see it just for the fan aspect, you know? The hardcores, but not... It's just not... It's also like... Sure, the hardcores will watch those fights, but the casuals want to see it just because they know the names.
Right. And I just want to say real quick, for people that don't know, that Bisping-Henderson fight, Bisping catches all this flack for that. It was the UFC that brought that fight to him. It was their idea. Yeah. They pushed it, and he agreed to it, and he gets flack for fighting the 14th-ranked guy.
Yeah.
The man deserved a payday. And it's not like I'm some huge Bisping fan, but reality is reality.
Yeah.
All right. My aside on Biz being over.
Yeah, fuck Biz.
Well, Biz being the
you
GSP.
You talk about fighting Luke Rockhold as his fucking retirement fight. That's not a good idea.
That's not a good plan. That's not a good plan at all. I don't like that fight.
Trilogy fight and shit. Rockhold starching.
WME's actions in the fucking the 185 divisions fucked things up too, with the welterweight champion bouncing up in GSP, or former welterweight champion, instead of fighting Woodley.
And it's an interesting division that GSP fight made sense because it was a fresh face at the end of the day. Because that division, everyone has fought everyone.
It was a fun fight. Now we got this mess where we've got a champion. The lineal championship is fucked up now.
Yeah.
I hate that. I like lineal titles.
Yeah. Robert Whittaker's like a four-time interim champion. Right. come on, dude. I've never seen... When the fuck did we get to the era where interim champions are defending their belts when champions are healthy? What the fuck?
I don't know. Now we're doing it again right here. Like, it's welterweight. It's unbelievable. It's because they want a title fight on that card.
Yeah, they want the fucking main event.
They think that more people are going to watch RDA versus Colby.
They want champions to fight three times a year, is the thing, which is ridiculous. To fight five rounds three times a year? The fuck out of here.
Do you think there's a shred of evidence that they sell more pay-per-views with a fake belt attached to that fight versus it being a
regular?
It's never
been tested the opposite way, though. You know, like, sure, you have crossover fights in the past, and who knows what they did numbers-wise, but it's, in this era, there's other than Connor and Connor and Nate, but those are two of the biggest names in MMA. That's really the only non-title fight that we've seen as a main event in probably the last 5 years.
So we're going to have another interim championship while the champion's literally ready to fight a month or two later.
It's ridiculous, man. It just doesn't make any fucking sense.
The purity of our sport is getting jacked up with this.
Yeah.
This is not... There's nothing good about this.
And I hate these rankings. Just get rid of the fucking rankings, man.
Or get professional people to fucking do them.
Vote, yeah. Exactly. Like, if you got everyone in the MMA community to vote, or even... I mean, not
or
even
legit
like online
media
or
sources,
yeah,
for
like,
God's sake.
Just like how
basketball,
basketball, football, you know, they all have the ESPN rankings, they have the power rankings, then they have like the AP top 10, you know, like Associated Press top 10, all that shit. You could do all that. Just how ShareDog does it. Like, what if you took those rankings? It's like ShareDog rankings, like pound for pound, or just how boxing does it, man.
Or they could do a conglomerate of three different outside sources and somehow average that together.
Yeah.
So anything is better than a bunch of no-name media people we've never heard of, who every time a number one contender fights a champion and loses,
they
he remains
fucking
the fucking number one contender.
Yeah. It's like, dude, get out of here. You're only, I've dropped to like four, I think.
Absolutely.
Dropped to about four.
I don't follow boxing rankings as close as I used to when I boxed. But back in the day when that was my life and that's all I read day in and day out, that was how it worked. You didn't beat the,
no
you didn't fight
the
champion, lose, and remain the number one fucking contender.
Unless you beat everybody underneath you.
Yeah,
there
was
sense.
A unique situation.
Like,
it's not
Jose
never.
Aldo made sense.
Right.
Jose Aldo had beat everyone in that division underneath.
Sure, there's times
other
when
than
it makes
Brian
sense.
Ortega. When Brian Ortega finally beat, like, Frankie Edgar, they put him as number one because Jose Aldo had never beat him and he's on a two-fight loss streak. That makes sense. That's
right.
The only, like, division they make sense on those rankings.
This is what happens 100% of the time in the MMA UFC rankings, though. It never fails. Whoever loses to the champ always remains the number one contender.
Yeah.
At least in the immediate aftermath.
Definitely.
It's absurd.
It's a problem. Yeah, it's definitely a problem. It's just...
Well, how about the...
It makes fake belts and fake bullshit, and it's like, why even... It's all media. Like, you know what I mean? It's all...
Right.
It's all the fucking background with the belt and everything, you know? It's all the posters, you know what I mean?
Look at the fucking effect the rankings had on the championship fight this weekend. Felder was ready to step up, and the idiots in the New York State Commission said...
I think Felder would have fucked him up.
They said he's not ranked high enough to be able to safely take this fight. Are you kidding me?
New York State Athletic Commission is the worst one in the world.
Yeah.
It's rough.
And they got the highest taxes on the fighters' paychecks, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't even want to fight in New York
if
I was a fighter.
I mean, unless you're doing like MSG and it's sold out.
If I was Connor, he has his historic MSG fight. I would never fight in fucking New York again. Taking that much money out of your hunk. Well, that's all right. And being that inept.
It would depend on who.
The shit is inept.
Like, what if. Like, if they gave him GSP at Madison Square Garden, he'd probably take it, though.
Well,
it would depend on the opponent. But even that, they said, like,
it's
going to
depend on the
MSG.
Magnitude.
They said Khabib at MSG, probably like, nah.
I mean, if I was him, I don't know what he does with his money. He's obviously not thinking too straight lately. But
dude, he could be on COVID. I hate to say it, but he really could with the amount of money he makes.
Yeah, nobody knows what it's like to get that kind of money.
And it's
we all like to think
everywhere
we do,
in the fucking lifestyle he lives. You know, he's always going out, clubbing, shit like that. It's everywhere.
I mean, guys like Brendan Schaub talk about it's all over in their lifestyle.
Yeah, it's all
and
over.
And Connor is 10 times above that fucking level.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, who knows? I hope that's not the case. And there's no evidence whatsoever that there is. It's just
John
theory.
John Jones
but,
does coke, dude.
I don't know. Admits it.
Still fucks people up, though. As long as Connor, like, that's the only problem, man. Connor just needs to fucking fight like he used to with the activity he used to.
Yes.
And he would, who gives a fuck if he's on coke? As long as he's knocking motherfuckers out.
I don't care what he does in his personal life.
Yeah, fuck
I don't give a fuck. I don't care if John Jones is on coke either. As long as you're not in the cage on coke, I don't care.
Yeah, I think, dude, he might whoop ass even worse and I get coked out in the cage. She's like,
probably. Dude, how important is John Jones's hearing now?
When is that?
I'm still not certain, but if he's if he gets fucked by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, the UFC is going to be in dire straits.
No, it was under the California one. It wasn't Nevada.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the next hearing, though. So I didn't mean Nevada. I meant USADA.
Yeah.
Because they're under no obligation to give the same type of penalty whatsoever. And they could. He's technically a two-time offender, so he could possibly face a four-year suspension right now. Which, if that happens or anything remotely close to it, I think that the UFC is definitely going to go lighter on Conor McGregor because they're going to be left without any big fights in their TV negotiation year. So,
yeah.
You're looking up his date right now?
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain it's in, I think it's in May. I think it's next month. You know, speaking of John Jones, they could be setting him up because lost in the craziness of Conor's bus attack, they're calling it this weekend, is the news that Dana says Brock Lesnar's back. If Brock Lesnar is coming back, they could be trying to set up fights between either, you know, the Stipe DC winner or John Jones here. Any information on that?
Looking at a form.
I'm pretty sure it's next month. And we could hope for a retroactive year suspension. That'd be great. He could still fight this year.
We'll fight in August. Maybe.
But if he gets slapped with anything 2 years and above, UFC's in trouble. And as fans, it sucks.
Well, it's always great when the fucking guy who tests you thinks that you didn't take it intentionally. You know?
Yeah, he's got Nowitzki at least to believe in him.
Yeah.
He's got a chance. If they do the same thing California did, we'll all be set.
You know what's hilarious, though, about that fight?
Hmm.
John Jones called that fucking shit, dude. He's like, DC, there's a hole in your game. And he's just like, that's one thing, man. All those AKA guys have one really bad hole.
They do.
They all have a fucking Achilles heel. Rockhold's got a glass chin.
That he leaves jutting out.
Yeah, DC is susceptible to a high kick because of his height.
Mm-hmm.
And then
got that dip.
Khabib's got no fucking striking whatsoever. So, you know what I mean? It's just, they have a great camp. Don't get me wrong.
You can't knock their skill level of their fighters. I'm not a fan of their camp.
But they all have holes.
They do at that.
Man, Jones called that, too. He said.
He did, right on camera.
Like, he's like, you're not going to hit me with a left high kick, John. He should have never even said that. He spoke it into the universe, into fucking... Jones is like, oh, I don't even know about that. Bop! I don't even know what the fuck you were talking about, bro, but thanks. Yeah.
I'd love to think what could have been if Jones was still our champ.
Been a good see, fucking Ferguson thing. Says he's not impressed with Khabib either.
Who could... Khabib can say what he wants. You can't legitimately have watched that fight and been like, oh, yeah,
oh, he
that's
great.
The lightweight champion. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking trash.
I mean...
He's a beast on the ground, don't get me wrong.
I want to knock him. Yeah, he got skills. He's not all that hype the typical Joe Rogan, Ronda Rousey, once-in-a-lifetime athlete hype that they're spewing about Khabib prior to this. And what were we talking about last time? There's his resume does not speak to that yet.
Yo, not.
25-0 is great until you study the fact that it's really his UFC record that's more impressive, and he has not faced the upper tier yet.
Yeah, not at all. Let's see.
And he still, as being fake champ, he somehow still hasn't faced the upper tier. All
right, let's see this.
I mean, you look at those guys he fought in Russia. Those are,
beat
I mean,
Tyson Tebow.
Yeah, Tebow.
Thiago Tavares.
Mm-hmm.
Abel Trujillo. Pat Healy. Rafael Dos Anjos.
What was the year on the Dos Anjos?
2014,
4 years ago, prior to his championship run.
Then Daniel Horcher, but that guy was the last-minute fill-in for Tony.
Right.
And then he beat Johnson, Barboza, and then Alan Quinta last night. Like, dude, congrats. You beat the 14th, 15th, and 16th ranked fighter in the division, dude. Right. Like, get the fuck out of here. You're the champion.
We wouldn't be talking shit if he wasn't with this champion associated with it.
Wait, but let's legitimately pull up the rankings and see where that last four of his fights, what they're ranked right now.
Pat Healy's not even in the fucking UFC.
Yeah, he's not. But
I don't think Horcher's in the UFC.
Yeah, he's not. Edson's fourth. Okay, you beat one guy in the top five. And then Michael Johnson's not ranked anymore. RDA is not even in the division anymore. He's in a complete different division.
Right.
So it's like, who the fuck have you beat, bro? So you beat Quinta is the 11th fighter in the division. You beat a 4 and an 11.
And number 4 is a striking specialist who is known for his... He's not known for his wrestling whatsoever. I mean,
if anything, the fucking... It was a good win against Barboza. You should have just gave him the fucking title after Barboza if you were going to fucking do this.
Apparently.
Like, get out of here with this shit.
It's a joke, man. They should have just had it be a 3-round fight for no title.
Yeah. Or, yeah, fucking, they did that shit with Daniel Cormier and fucking Anderson Silva.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson Silva should have been like, fuck that, I want that title.
And ultimately, when it boils down to the UFC these days, who's calling the fucking shots? WME. And whoever their head honcho is, I forget his fucking name. Or if they have somebody else in charge of the UFC.
Fuck that guy.
But the shit's retarded.
Yeah. So, rounding out the weekend, we'll have Brock finishing his WWE contract and probably moving over to the UFC.
Yeah, that seems to be legit.
Interim title fight with
yes.
With Kane again. Yeah. Kane too. That would be the worst fight for him to take. Imagine Kane just comes back and dusts him again.
Oh, you can't fight Kane again, please.
He looked pretty rough against fucking Mark Hunt. Like, how the fuck is, even if they want to give the DC Stipe winner Brock Lesnar, like, why? Who'd he beat? What is Mark Hunt?
Absolutely.
Let's see. He's the number, what the fuck? He's the number 7th ranked fighter in the fucking division. Like, you beat the number 7. That's your first fight in how many years? I'd like to see him fight fucking... This is what's going to happen. You make him fight Ngannou, and then you have him fight the winner, Stipe. If John doesn't come back. Let's say John gets suspended for 2 years. Give him Ngannou, and then you give him the winner of DC, Stipe. And then he loses to them. He loses a little bit of steam, but when John Jones comes back, everyone on Earth will buy John Jones Brock. That could very well happen just because John Jones can end up getting fucked in this, dude. Because he's a second-time offender. Although everyone believes his story, he has no solid
evidence. I guess that about wraps it
up. Everyone believes his story. But yep. There's no legitimate evidence.
We're gonna smoke some more weed.
Prove
y'all should do the same.
Just kind of fucks.
Peace.
Let it.